Let's explore a critical aspect of leadership success: building a culture of trust and eliminating toxic behavior. See, toxic behavior destroys the momentum of key initiatives. If left unchecked, it'll spread fast. Today, I'm going to discuss how to deal with toxic people. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. This is Jim Riviello, and I want to welcome you to the Getting Results podcast. I'm so excited to have you here, so let's get started. Results matter. In fact, we're paid to get results. So the big question is this: how do business leaders like us, who really want to do the right thing and make a difference, how do they get results? How do they effectively lead others in the face of adversity? And how do they find the strength and courage to role model the behavior they want to see in others? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jim Riviello, and welcome to Getting Results. All right, first off, let's talk about trust. Trust is the foundation of any successful team. And if you think about it, trust is a non-negotiable that needs to be in place within any relationship, whether that's personal or professional. With trust, teams can overcome big challenges. Without trust, teams become divided. I started today with trust for a reason. It's the same reason I include the concept of trust in many of my coaching discussions, because without it, nothing else matters. Let's talk now about toxic people and their impact on trust. See, toxic people will erode trust across your team. They're the ones that seed doubt, breed negativity, and undermine your team's collective efforts. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has time for that. So the question becomes, how do you deal with toxic people? I want to give you some actionable steps that you can implement right away. First, you got to identify toxic behavior. Toxic behavior comes in many forms: Debbie Downers, drama kings and queens, gossip gurus, you name it. They're easy to spot because they suck the energy out of a room. Nothing kills a good meeting more than toxic behavior. As a leader, you need to set a high standard, and you got to make it clear what behavior is acceptable and what's a one-way ticket to your doghouse. For me, I have a zero tolerance for bullying. Manipulating and undermining are also toxic behaviors. You got to spell it out for your team. There's no room for ambiguity here. Next, define clear expectations. As a leader, you set the tone. You need to constantly define your expectations. And I would encourage you to get comfortable using the word expectations. I'm amazed at how uncomfortable that is for a lot of leaders. Let me give you a quick example. Let's just say you just had a leadership meeting, and together you guys had to navigate some tough decisions, and it was a little uncomfortable. I would close that meeting with something like, as a team, we just decided to do X, and I fully expect everyone to communicate this decision with your team within the next week. And I don't want any negative chatter about how we arrived at the decision, or who agreed to it, or who didn't agree with it. I want everyone on board. Am I clear? Note what I just did there, right? I'm not being an asshole. I'm setting my expectations, and you need to do the same. Next, actions matter. You're the leader of your team, so you got to act like the leader of your team. Your actions speak louder than your words, so you got to show your team what real leadership looks like. That starts by becoming a walking billboard for the habits and behaviors that you want others to exhibit. For me, think about having tough talks. Yeah, they're not fun, but they're necessary. And a leader's job is to call out toxic behavior when you see it. Too many leaders sugarcoat the issue, or they beat around the bush, right? Because they're afraid to have the tough conversation. My advice: rip the Band-Aid off and get to the root of the issue. Let people know that the behavior that they're exhibiting is unacceptable. It's also worth noting that you need to understand the root cause, right? What do I mean by that, right? It's been my experience that toxic behavior, when it emerges, is often a sign of something else, typically fear, insecurity, or frustration. Maybe the person who is exhibiting toxic behavior is actually worried about their job. Maybe their ego is bruised about something. Oftentimes, toxic situations emerge when someone is frustrated about what someone did or didn't do. I would suggest take the time to understand why someone is acting the way they are. Maybe their behavior is a symptom of something else going on, maybe even in their personal life. And that's where you got to coach, not coddle, right? See, some toxic people may not even realize they're spreading negativity. And that's where you come in. You got to coach them up. You got to offer constructive feedback and help them get the support they need to change their attitude. The last point I want to make is this. Stay vigilant and don't be scared to make a tough decision. Toxic behavior can sneak back in when you least expect it. And if it does, don't hesitate to cut ties with those who refuse to join the program. Your culture is too valuable to compromise. As a leader, you got to surround yourself with positive warriors who can lift each other up. In my mind, there is no room for toxic people, period. If you're leaking energy over a toxic situation, it's usually because you lack the courage to act. Remember, the standard you set is the standard you allow. If you want help putting into practice some of the things we just talked about, I invite you to join our community. The fastest way to expedite results is to surround yourself with like-minded souls who share similar leadership challenges. We're a community-driven hub for business leaders who want to develop their brand, increase their influence, and accelerate their impact. If that's you, I encourage you to join us. It's extremely affordable and risk-free. I included a link in the description if you're interested. If you want to get out of the weeds, you need to do more than just hire the right people. You need to get the right people to do the right things. The truth is this. Leaders are only as good as the team they surround themselves with. I invite you to join Leadership X University and get access to a thriving community of like-minded business leaders just like yourself. The entire community is designed to be one big support group for leaders who want to get out of the weeds and get their teams to step up. Go to growchampion.com or follow the link in the description to learn more. In the meantime, do me a favor and share this with others in whatever way serves you best. Enjoy your week, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.